Hey guys, what's up? How's it going? Everybody happy? So welcome to our podcast, Roots and Culture. For this time, our segment is gonna be very special. Why? Because today we have Alpha Blondy on the program. Alpha Blondy with one of his best albums, Masara. So that is gonna be the name of the album that we're gonna be listening today. And there is something that is really nice about this podcast today because is gonna be divided in two different segments. Today we're gonna have the first segment, and for next podcast we're gonna have the second one. Why? Because the first one is gonna be in English, that is gonna be today, and the next one we are gonna do it in French. Yes, on this album we have different songs. We have some songs that are in English, some of them are in French. So if you want to practice English, this is the time right now. If you want to practice French, next podcast is gonna be just in French. We're gonna have a special guest that is gonna be here hosting the program. So let's start with some music and then we're going with more information about this podcast. Right now, Alpha Blondy with his album Masara. That was Desert Storm, a song that is included on the side A of this album that is called Masada by Alpha Blondy. So on this side A we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7 songs. Some of them are in English, some of them are in French. So on this podcast we are going to refer to the ones that are in English. We're going to talk a little bit about the album, and we're going to have a second part of this segment that is going to be on French. On that segment we're going to talk about the songs that are in French, and we're going to play those songs. So right now let's go with more information about this Masada album, about this artist, Alpha Blondy, who is the world's most popular reggae artist, one of the most popular reggae artists. With his 12-piece band Solar System, Blondy offers a reggae beat with a distinctive African cast. Calling himself an African Rasta, Blondy creates jazz-centered anthems promoting morality, love, peace, and social consciousness. With a range that moves from sensitivity to rage over injustice, much of Blondy's music empathizes with the impoverished and those in society's fringe. Blondy is also a supporter of African unity, and to this end, he sings to audiences and sings in Arabic to Israelis. Some of his best known songs include "Cocody Rock," "Jerusalem," that is one of my favorites, and also "Apartheid is Nazism." That was some information about Alpha Blondy. And remember, this is the podcast Roots and Culture. If you want to be part of this podcast, it's very easy. You just bring your music. If you have a vinyl that you want to be played, just let us know. We can play the music and we talk a little bit about the music, the lyrics, and the artist. So right now, let's go with another song. Our next track include on this side A, we're on the side A of this album, is called "God Is One." So there is a 4 minutes 10 second song where he explains his point of view about that entity, that energy that sometimes we call it Jesus Christ, sometimes we call it Allah, sometimes we call it with different names. But what he is saying is that it doesn't matter the name, but God is only one. God is one for all of us. So that is "God Is One," really beautiful song. Enjoy this song for minutes 10 seconds, and then we're gonna come back with more music, with more lyrics, with more info about Alpha Blondy. So this is Roots and Culture. "God Is One," the song explain itself. Few words about it. I think Alpha Blondy already said what needs to be said. It's just simple as that. God is one. It doesn't matter your the name that you want to put him. It doesn't matter the image, the size, or the language. The important is that God is one. We respect all points of view. We respect all opinions, and that's what we want to share in here. That different perspectives, but it's good just to talk about it and to listen to others and to understand and maybe to learn a little bit. So now we're gonna move to the side B on this album that is called Masada. But before we go with the next track, let's explore some information that we have. Remember, all the music, you can find all the music on Spotify. You can just go on the app. Also, the information, you can find it on Spotify. You go to the artist, and then you're gonna have all information about concerts, music, history, discography, everything. So it's important to say that he was born, talking about Alpha Blondy, he was born a member of the Jula tribe in a place that is called Dimbokoro, and his name was Seydou Khan. That was the name Seydou Khan, the name that he received on the tribe after his grandfather. Then his grandmother, the name was Sherry Coco, she raised him. She was always he was always a rebellious child, and for this, Coco named him Blondie. Her unique pronunciation of the word bandit. So for her, she was trying to say bandit, but instead of that, she called him Blondie. That is like a play with the words. When he started performing professionally, he took on the name Alpha. Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, so his name literally translates to first bandit, Alpha Blondie. So he grew up listening to African folkloric music such as Gambi and Jagba. I think that's the name, Jagba. His primary musical influences were such Western bands as, pay attention, Deep Purple, Pink Floyd, Hendrix, The Beatles, and Revival, and of course Bob Marley. But on the Western side, he was listening such bands as Deep Purple, Pink Floyd on the rock side. On the reggae side, Bob Marley influences on Blondie. That was he was affected by his music and by his lyrics. So he wanted to become a musician, but there is an important fact because his family wanted to be an English teacher. So after that, he decided to go through music. So let's explore a little bit more music, and then we go with more about Alpha Blondy. The next song that we are gonna play is called "Peace in Liberia." That is a beautiful song with strong and straight lyrics about peace in all the places, especially in Liberia. So, "Peace in Liberia," this is the side B of the album Masada by Blondie. Roots and Culture, the podcast. That was "Peace in Liberia," the first track of the side B on this song, or this album, that is called Masada. Peace in Liberia, peace everywhere, peace in Colombia, peace in everywhere. So important lyrics that Alpha Blondy is giving us through music. Before we were talking about Alpha Blondy a little bit, his history. He wanted to become a musician, but his family want him to be a teacher, so he went to Columbia University American Language Program in New York. But sometimes outside the class, he would play music in Central Park and in Harlem clubs, where occasionally house bands would let him sing his Bob Marley covers in French, English, and various West African languages. One night, record producer Clyde Hunt heard Blondie sing and invited him to record six different songs. But Hunt was really disappointed with the tape. After that, he returned to Ivory Coast when he was arrested for threatening the ambassador at the New York Ivorian Embassy because the diplomat felt that Blondie's English was too good for him to be an Ivorian native. So that was a really kind of hard time for Alpha Blondie on the place. Then on the while at police station, Blondie's temper again went up. He slapped a policeman after the cop slapped him first, and because of that, he was sent to jail. He spent a week in jail, so that is kind of experience for him being there. But well, right now he has a different perspective, and now he's fighting with his music. So let's go with the last track that we have for this podcast, the last track in English, because then we're gonna have the other tracks in French. The last one is called "Mystic Night Move." Remember, this is the podcast Roots and Culture. You can listen this podcast on our web page is www.cultureunited.com.co, and then on the top bar of your page you will find something that says Unity Sound System Radio. That is our radio online. Just click and you're gonna have all music, you're gonna have information, you're gonna have programs, interviews, and of course this podcast that is called Roots and Culture. For today, Alpha Blondie, and this is Mystic Night Move. Hope you have enjoyed this program, this podcast that is called Roots and Culture. For today we had Alpha Blondie, the great musician. This guy has a really nice story. You can go through his story when you go to the albums, to the music. Today we had the Masada album. Yes, just vinyl. Remember, every time we do this podcast, we play the vinyls. We have a small collection of vinyls. And of course, we have something by Alpha Blondie, the album that is called Masada. The songs that we had today, we had God is One, Desert Storm, Peace in Liberia, and the last one that we just had was Mystic Night Move. This is what we do, we play the music, then we talk a little bit. If you want to be part of this podcast, it's very easy. If you want, if you have a vinyl that you want to be played, or if you have some artist that you like really lot and you want to talk about the artist, so just contact us and then we are gonna arrange everything for you to make it possible. We are located in Bogota, Colombia, South America. Here we have our studio that is called Culture United. As well, you can find us on the web, that is www.cultureunited.com.co. This is like a cultural center where we have radio, we have a cinema room, we have library as well, we have a shop. So the idea is to offer different places, different spaces for people to practice a second language, as well as to learn a little bit about culture, about arts, about movies, about music. So we have different programs. This is one that is the podcast where people come in here and practice a little bit of English. We share some music, we express our opinions, and we have fun. So remember, also we are on Facebook. You can find us as Culture Academy. Also on YouTube, you will find our channel that is called Culture Academy. This is a pedagogical project. We go hand to hand with our center home that is called Culture United. So if you want to be part of this, very easy. You don't have to pay. You just come here and practice. Also on mail, you can just let us know if you want to come here. Just give us your opinion and we are going to arrange like a class for you, a session for you. So on mail, you can find us, you can write to us on Culture Academy 1, the number 1, cultureacademy1@gmail.com. So just write to us and we're going to be more than happy to have you here. Our radio on the web is called Unity Sound System Radio. Our web page is www.cultureunited.com.co, and this is the podcast happening every Wednesday at noon. Roots and Culture. Remember, for today we had Alpha Blondie. For next segment we're gonna have Alpha Blondie but in French, and we're gonna have more music. So my name is Juan Carlos Vargas. So it was a pleasure being your host for today, and for everybody that was in here helping us on the computer, on the desk, thank you everybody, all the friends, thank you everybody who are on the other side listening to this podcast. So remember, next podcast, more music, more information, more culture, Roots and Culture.